From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect earlier today. Russia says the zones will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish these so-called de-escalation zones. French authorities took a hard line Saturday on what presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron called a massive hacking attack on his campaign, warning on the eve of the vote that anyone spreading the information could be committing a crime. Macron's team is blasting the leak against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday. Polls show Macron leads by double digits over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, whose aides called the leak unprecedented in French voting. A U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday and three others wounded in a fight with al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, west of the capital Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. Somali political analyst Mohamed Shire says the increase in U.S.-involved counter-terror efforts in Somalia under President Trump has always prompted him to anticipate attacks like this one.
With the election of Donald Trump, the American president, he said that he's committed in fighting terrorism and in fighting, in particular, al-Shabaab in Somalia. So this is not something that is strange. This is not something that out of the blue. It's something that has been expected, and we foresee this happening more of it.
This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate committee investigating allegations that Russia interfered in recent U.S. elections has ordered several President Trump's former aides to turn over information about possible ties with Russia. One of those being scrutinized, Carter Page, who is a former foreign policy advisor to Mr. Trump, lashed out at the Senate Intelligence Committee in a letter made public Friday calling the probe a fake inquiry. Both the Senate and House representatives, intelligence agencies, committees that is, along with federal investigation officials, are looking into Russian efforts to influence last year's presidential election. Several national U.S. television outlets, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN, have refused to air advertisements from President Trump touting the accomplishments of his first 100 days in office. The paid ads feature nationally recognized television anchors with a fake news graphic superimposed on their faces. Trump has used the term fake news largely for any reporting that is critical of him and his administration. CNN and NBC said they would run the ads if the fake news graphic was removed. The White House confirmed Friday that the first woman to serve as chief usher at the White House, Angela Reid, is no longer on the job. Hear now from a White House spokesman.
She is no longer employed here at the White House, but we left on very good terms and wish her the very best. It's not uncommon that you might have a transition of staff when a new administration comes in, and it's simply nothing more than that.
The Washington Post said Reid was fired and quoted her as saying, "I think it's best if the White House explains." Reid, the second African-American in history to hold the post, was brought in by the Obamas. Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge was 26 seconds from making history in the Italian marathon on Saturday, but the Olympic champion finished just short of becoming the first person to run a marathon in less than 2 hours.
I hope next time, it's possible for a human to run under two-hour mark. This journey has been good. It has been hard. It has taken actually 7 good months of preparation, of dedication, and of everything.
Kipchoge ran the 26.2 miles, 42.2 kilometers, in 2 hours 26 seconds. And the U.S. Kentucky Derby, the first of three major yearly horse races here in the U.S., takes place later today without a dominant frontrunner. Weather could play a factor. Rains in the forecast in the state of Kentucky. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.